We're always talking about living in the now. An interesting topic, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. We're always talking about living in the now. And living in the now is a very precious and a very wonderful thing. It's a very real thing, and it is the only thing that any of us ever do. We may think words past tense, future tense, or even present tense, and in our thinking of these words, we think that we are not in the now. But wherever we are thinking, we are in the now. If I think about an event that happened in my life, I am reliving that event in the now, and I'm having that event happen again in the now. In other words, I'm not living in the now, but I'm living in the then now, and the then now, I'm living in the now, and so whatever I would live in the now, as a fresh, new, wonderful concept, I don't live. A lot of people live in memories. A lot of people live in the past. A lot of people live in the remembrance of things. They have short-term memory and long-term memory, and the short-term memory oftentimes fades away. And this is wonderful. Now, if only the long-term memory could fade away, then we would truly be living only in the now. What benefit is there in living in the now? The benefit that comes to you and to me from living in the now is that our life is fulfilled in all of its absolute possibilities. Now, what is it that our life is to be fulfilled about? Why is it that having our life fulfilled is a noble, desirable thing? Well, think about it. If you said that I am that I am, wouldn't that be a noble, wonderful thing to think? I would think so. If you said I am whole and perfect, that's a now thing. I was whole and perfect when I was a little boy. I was whole and perfect in my thoughts. I was whole and perfect in my future recognition of myself after my operation or after my pills or after my training or whatever. But, you see, always we live now. So if I can train myself to be living now, to be thinking now, I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I am that I am. I am beautiful. I am joyous. I am whatever. Whatever we want to say, we say it, I am and now. These noble words came from the mouths of Moses when he went to the mountain and he said, God, who shall I say has sent me? And the voice within him said, say, I am that I am has sent thee. That is, your own individual reality self, your own beingness. So, whenever you have a tendency to think of the past and dwell upon the past, as charming as it may be, you can write books about the past, you can write all these wonderful things about the past, but what you're doing is you're taking yourself into antiquity. You're taking yourself into yesterday. And while that is charming for the human being, for the divine person, and I would presume we're all seeking to be the divine person, for the divine person, that is more or less a waste of time. The divine person lives in the now. The divine person knows that all is right now. The divine person realizes that there is no past, no present, no future, only the now. The divine person enjoys this format of now because this realization of now is so pure, so beautiful, and so fulfilled, and so perfect. You see, we cannot think of an illness in the now. Even though you say, I'm hurting, pay attention to it, and you have it. Pay attention to your now reality, your wholeness and your perfection. I am whole and perfect. I am, I'm sick. That's a now too. And what a shame to waste our time in that area. I'm whole and perfect. I'm independently wealthy. I'm a happy person. I'm spiritually illumined. I live in my spiritual illumination. I am spiritually healed. I am spiritually all. Wow, what great positive attitudes. What great real nowness that it would be fantastic to live in. Wouldn't that be a great show to have? I am that I am. Popeye the Sailor Man used to have that in his cartoon. And he would say, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I am what I am and I am what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. And then he'd eat his spinach and he'd be so strong he could do anything. Well, we can eat our positive words and we'll be so strong we can do anything. So I am that I am. Just remember that I am in you is waiting to bring you into the fullness of who you really are right now. And if you're ready for the fullness of who you are right now, then begin to affirm in the now the truth about yourself and watch your magic reveal. Have a great day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.